Yesterday night, I was in my bed, and this really strange thing happened. There was a very nice person at school, and I was thinking about him, and he hasn't done very nice things to me. And then suddenly, a forgiveness song came on. It was amazing.
Wow. Hey, listen, we learn from the young ones, don't we? When we have that kind of spirit that, like she does, to forgive, which is a beautiful setup for today's program. From Intentional Living, maybe you're hanging on to unforgiveness. Someone may be long gone from your life, or maybe most recent. If you wrestle with this thing of unforgiveness, you know, we're commanded to forgive. I don't think that's a secret. The Bible says we're to forgive one another just as Christ has forgiven us. And that's a spiritual thing as well as just a good emotional and life thing. It's better for our body and our health as well. And so today we're going to kind of wrestle with this topic, part one on the power of forgiveness, hearing stories of people who've dealt with this and had to work this through, and maybe it'll be an encouragement to you. Dr. Randy here, along with the entire Intentional Living family. By the way, thank you for this last week. So many of you who called and supported the ministry of Intentional Living, giving so generously, joining us in monthly support. It's making a huge difference, and thank you for being a part of it in such a significant way, and God bless you for doing that. If you'd like to know more about the ministry, maybe you missed out, you can always go to theintentionallife.com, all right? Hey, let's hear the rest of that story.
Hi, yesterday night I was in my bed, and this really strange thing happened. I was thinking about, there was a very nice person at school, and I was thinking about him, and he hasn't done very, very nice things to me, and then suddenly, a forgiveness song came on. It was amazing. And then there were like three songs after that that encouraged me to forgive him. And so, today at school, I went and I talked to him, and now everything seems nicer, differenter. We seem like friends. It's amazing. That's how God's been working in my life. Well, I gotta do my spelling words. Bye.
I gotta do my spelling words. Goodbye. Oh, that's precious. You know, she went back to school and talked to that other young person. You know, if we can help our young people resolve problems and disagreements in school, I know it's not always possible. And I know there are times there are bullies that parents, we need to step in, and school administrators need to step in. I understand all that. But as we can help our young people learn to get along with others and resolve issues together, it's setting them up for life if they can do it in a healthy way. And I think that's what we were hearing there. And I hope the spelling words turn out okay. Today we're talking about the power of forgiveness. And the question really is, how has the act of forgiveness, either given or received in your life, improved your life? Maybe giving you more freedom or peace or direction. What is it? I'd love to hear your story again on our story line. When you call 888-888-1717, you can share that so we can use some of those in the days ahead. Come on in. I'm Dr. Randy, along with our team, talking about forgiveness today. And we have a lot of people who struggle with this topic of forgiveness. And let's get started with Christina from Florida, who really wants to deal with forgiveness in her life. Christina, go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Christina, and I'm calling from Florida. I was listening to your show tonight on forgiveness, and this is something that I struggle with. I'm recently divorced as of a year. There was a couple of years of separation in there as well, but it still feels like it was yesterday. And I'm having a really hard time trying to figure out how to deal or to do the forgiveness. Some of the things that I feel every day. One day I'm fine and I can go, and then the next day something will be said, I'll see something or hear something, and then the anger comes back. And it's a major hurdle that I don't know how to get over. And I feel like it's hindering my growth with God because I don't feel like I'm growing with Him anymore. And I feel like I'm alone in this battle, even though I pray to Him. I mean, it's easier said than done when you say to give it to Him, and yet I take it back every day. I work myself all the time just so I don't have to sit at home and think. I need help with dealing with this because I don't know where else to go. So some days I'm fine, the next day I'm ready to hit somebody or just cry myself all day, and I can't do this anymore. I'm so tired of doing this every day.
Exhausted. Thank you. She left that on her comment line from Florida. You know, I've worked with a lot of people over the years in counseling and conferences and in group settings, and I've talked to people who wrestle with unforgiveness, and you can almost see it in their soul through their eyes. And I don't think any of us want to hang on to it. It's just hard to give up sometimes. And as you'll hear today, people give it up and then pick it back up again. But we're commanded to forgive one another. There are two thoughts about forgiveness. There's a vertical element of forgiveness. We ask God, you know, help me, forgive me. We know that God forgives, but there's a horizontal element. And I think for those of us who are believers, as Christians, we deal on both planes, both the vertical and the horizontal. And when the scripture says, because most of the passages talk about forgiving as you've been forgiven, see? And we've been forgiven of so much, but we still have to face the person every day, maybe, if it's in a marriage or it's a family member or someone at work. And I don't believe, and I don't think that the God's disposition on forgiveness really is that when you forgive a person, you hand them the keys to your truck. You know, if someone stole your truck, I don't believe that. I mean, there's some element of just common sense. You forgive a person, but you still have a lock on your door, see? So I think, yeah, I think there's a point where you can forgive a person, but still you don't necessarily trust them with your finances, your kids, your truck, your house, or whatever it may be, frankly.
Yeah, my question is, how do you continue to keep forgiving somebody how do you forgive someone who continues to hurt you over and over again, especially if it's a parent?
Mm-hmm. Things are being said, and you forgive them, and then it happens again the day after.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good, I remember talking, that was April in Arizona. You know, you keep forgiving. I think we got to separate the fact that I forgive a person from the fact that I'm also going to hold a person accountable. I can forgive my parents, but if my parents keep, quote, hurting me, and whatever that means, whatever how you define that, it's okay to put in some boundaries. You know, just to stand there and be a doormat or stand there and be a whipping board for your parents or whoever emotionally doesn't make any sense. It's not healthy for them. It's not healthy for you. In my book, Star for Affection, I have a whole chapter talked about active respect. What I write about there is the fact that in marriage, and this is true in all relationships, maybe you got someone who you're saying, I need to forgive, but I really don't respect them. I'd change that to say, you know what, I respect them so much that I'm willing to hold them accountable and put some boundaries in place. There'll be times that we say yes, times I say no, times I'm going to make sure that there's a border, there's a boundary in place. You're welcome to join in. Here's the question. Real simple question. How has the act of intentional forgiveness, either received or given, improved your life? 888-888-1717. Back with John, who's called from California, in just a moment.
Are you experiencing real freedom in your faith, or simply going through the motions? In Dr. Randy's message called Process for Faith, you'll learn how to move beyond routine faith and intentionally develop a deeper, more personal relationship with God.
Everything that we've said, everything that I've tried to share with you in this lesson about growing in freedom in your relationship with Christ comes down to one thing. And that one thing is to be present with God every day.
Support Intentional Living with a monthly gift today, and you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, thank you, Kurt, for the reminder. And by the way, you just heard a clip or an excerpt from the featured lesson this month, as Kurt reminds us, on the freedom process for and from your faith. It's a powerful lesson. It's very practical to experience our faith. I mean, if we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, if you know him personally, if you're, as we say, a follower of Christ, we need to follow him. And when we do,
there is that faith in following him can transform our lives. It really can. And that lesson's up on our website in the exclusive area for our members. All of the new members, you'll be getting that code and how to get in there. And you can still come and join us. Just go to theintentionallife.com. And thank you for your support, for standing with us here at Intentional Living. Or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 2, and that'll just take you right to our staff. We'd love to talk to you and hear what God is doing in your life and welcome you to the support family. Again, 888-888-1717, and press number 2. Today, part 1 on the power of forgiveness. Let's get back to our calls. They're encouraging, helpful, and I hope you're finding some intentional help today. We got John on the line. John, welcome to the program. Tell us a little bit how intentional forgiveness has improved or impacted your life.
Well, my first stepdad was very cruel to me and treated me poorly.
Mm.
And later on, I came back to visit him, and he had asked me to forgive him because he was childish back then, and I told him that I had forgiven him a long time ago.
Mm.
And that allowed me to move on in life, and I've had a very successful marriage, and it relieves so much pressure. It's amazing how God can relieve it if you just give it to him.
Yeah, there is something about the stuckness, and I've talked to people over the years who have hung on to some issue in their life for 20, 30 years. I mean, I've had him tell me that. 25 years ago, this happened in my life. The person's dead and gone. It never got resolved, perhaps, but just hanging on to it. And what happens at the end of the day, you hurt yourself. You know, you hurt yourself. At the end of this whole process, you do yourself the greatest harm. In fact, Anne Lamott makes a very powerful statement. Not forgiving is like drinking rat poison and then waiting for the rat to die. This goes back to that thing, John, of vertical and horizontal. God forgives us. It's an example. It's a picture. And then learning to forgive, you know, being able to say, I choose. It's a decision. It's an intentional act. It's a powerful thing. In fact, John, I want you to hear this. Eva, one of our listeners, left this story on our comment line. And I want to play it right now because I want you to hear what she says about this fact that once the person came and asked for forgiveness, which is a powerful thing. That really changes the dynamic. Sometimes they don't, sometimes they do. But when that happened, as she put it, the ugly fell to the ground. Wow. Take a listen to this, and then we'll come back and talk a little more and take some more calls.
Hello, my name is Ava. I wanted to speak specifically to forgiveness and what happens when there's been infidelity and forgiveness in your family. I was married 26 years. My husband was unfaithful to me, but I was faithful to him. And after 10 years of divorce and separation, our family scattered all over the United States. He is married to a woman he met on the internet who had been married 5 times before. In the interim of all of this, he has temporary custody of 2 of our grandchildren, and they live in San Diego. About a year ago, the children were really upset, and I called, and he said, well, what do you think I can do? And I said, well, I don't know. Have you apologized to them, and have you asked them to forgive you? And he said, yes, years ago. And I said, and here's the meat of the message. I said, you never apologized to me. And I could feel his countenance change from 2,500 miles away. He said, Ava, I am so sorry for hurting you. I was a coward. There were things going on with me, and I should have told you, but I thought it would just be better for everyone if I just left. And the significant thing is, when he said that to me, all the ugly just fell to the ground. He started sobbing. I started sobbing. And we just reconciled. If someone has hurt you, forgive them. Forgive them right now. Don't stop another minute. Because if you forgive them, healing comes to you. It's the most amazing gift. It truly is. I wish you all the best.
And the ugly fell to the ground. Boy, some of us, come on, let's be honest, some of us listening today, you need the ugly to fall to the ground in your life. And I know it's hard. You may need to be talking to your pastor, talking to a friend, getting into a group. But I really encourage you to let the ugly fall to the ground if you can, and you can with God's help. We're talking about forgiveness today and how to do that intentionally. And the question is, how has an act of intentional forgiveness given or received improved your life? 888-888-1717. It's easy when someone cuts you off on the road maybe to forgive. But what do you do if someone has murdered your son? Roosevelt's going to tell us that story, I think, here in just a minute. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. The power of forgiveness. Here's another one. How about scriptural memorization? You know, one of the things over my lifetime, I've memorized some scripture. Sometimes I've intentionally memorized them. Sometimes just by, you know, reading them and rereading them, they just become a part of my life. But you know what? I can tell you there are moments in my life when I'm faced with a challenge, faced with a decision that needs to be made, or with a hurt or something I'm wrestling with, that I can recall scripture that just brings the presence of God into my life.
You know, that's an excerpt on this lesson we've been talking about this month on the freedom process for your faith. And as I was sharing that, I was thinking about over a lifetime, how many passages and verses that I've had an opportunity just to put into my mind, and they can be recalled in a moment. Concordance is great, where you can, you know, look up a topic or go on Google now and put in a topic and ask for a Bible verse, and you'll get that. But even better is when it's hidden in your heart. It's there and it resonates. You don't even have to sometimes even say it out loud. It just flows through your mind. What a powerful thing. That lesson is up on our website, and it's in an exclusive part of the site we have set aside for our members only, those who are supporting the ministry on a regular ongoing basis. And for those of you who joined us during this last week in our fundraiser, thank you. You'll be getting the code, a little code to get in there. And if any of you have an issue or problem and it doesn't work, please let us know. We want you to gain help and encouragement from the lessons in there. And for those of you just joining us as well, we'll get you plugged in. You can call us during West Coast business hours at 888-888-1717, press number 2, or anytime go to theintentionallife.com, and we appreciate your support. And again, you know, the last week on many of the stations, we had a very special emphasis, and your support has allowed us to continue to be funded, to continue to move forward, to continue to impact people for Christ through Intentional Living and Family Life Radio. And I want to thank you for making that possible and for being a part of the ministry here at the Intentional Living Center. We appreciate it.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
The power of forgiveness. I've asked the question, how has the act of intentional forgiveness improved your life? Roosevelt's on the line. Roosevelt, welcome to the program today.
Glad to be on.
I appreciate your call. It says, well, you share with us. Sounds like you've had a journey with this topic of forgiveness.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
In 2012, my oldest son was, I say, murdered. Mm-hmm. And the individual that was responsible for it recently passed away.
Mm.
And so it took me years to forgive this individual, but I did. And I found out that a couple of days ago they passed and were found in their front yard dead. I don't feel any sympathy. I'm sorry, I don't. I don't feel no joy in it either, and I don't rejoice in that. But I've moved on.
Is that giving you more freedom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sir, I fought in the Vietnam War. I see people die in ways you can't imagine. It's give me freedom of all.
Mm. Well, Roosevelt, listen, your story, first of all, I'm so sorry. And most of us have no comprehension of what that is, what you've been through. Some of our stories pale in insignificance next to the thought of losing a son or daughter. No matter how, just losing a son or daughter could be car accident or murder or whatever. But as you say, there's the reality of going through that process and being able to move forward. It's a hard thing. I think one of the things that I wrote about in a book on childhood memories was the fact that, in fact, we had the heading that said, it was a book that Dr. Kevin Lehman and I wrote about childhood memories. And we put the heading on one of the chapters or one of the sections is you forgive but remember. You know, we talk about forgive and forget. I think it's impossible to forget. You can't forget, Roosevelt, what's happened in your life. I mean, that's not going to go away. But what I have seen, and I talk to people about their memories and about life, is when God moves in their life and they have this process of truly forgiving and moving forward, they forgive and they remember. They remember what God has done, see? The memories change. In fact, Roosevelt, I talked to a woman in New York City on a radio show. I was, I don't know, one of the major radio stations in New York. And we were talking about childhood memories, and she shared a memory of, she said when she was 3 or 4 years old, she watched her father murder her mother in front of her. And I said, wow, I mean, that's incredible. How does that make you feel? And she said, you know, the most amazing thing, this is a secular radio show, by the way. She said, the most amazing thing is I just used to be so angry and hate my dad for that. But she said, recently, in the last year or so, it's moved from hatred to my dad to just hurt. I just feel so badly, a loss of my mom. And she said, that hurts, but it's not that anger, it's not that hatred that I felt. And I said, wow, because I knew something must have happened in her life, okay? I said, well, what happened in the last year of your life? She said, you know, Randy, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. Now, we're on secular radio in New York City, and she's bringing up Jesus Christ. I knew that wasn't going to go very far, so I played a little dumb, and I said, well, tell me what that means. And then she went on to share her testimony. And so a good part of New York got to hear what forgiveness is all about. When a person gets to a place where they say, I can't do this alone, they give their life to Christ, and as a result of that, the forgiveness they've experienced, like Roosevelt, they've been able to move forward, and like this woman, she was able to see a radical change in how she felt. She didn't forget that experience. You may never forget some of the things that have happened in your life, but as you allow God to heal and grow in your life and mature, and maybe is becoming to Him if you're not a Christian today, you should see some change in the weeks and months ahead. In fact, if you're not seeing a change in some of those memories, then you got to ask yourself, am I truly growing? It's part of the process. Roosevelt, my friend, we're going to be praying for you because I know this is will be a lifelong journey for you, and we're going to be praying for you, okay?
All right. I appreciate that very much.
Okay, my friend. I'm glad you're listening today. You can join us. The question in front of us is, how has the act of intentional forgiveness improved your life? Remember, there's two thoughts about forgiveness. There's the horizontal, and most of us deal with the horizontal. The world has to deal with the horizontal, you know, between people. But as Christians, we also have the vertical component. And the scripture says to us in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So no matter what you feel today, no matter how you're struggling with unforgiveness horizontally, remember God loves you. He understands. He's your Heavenly Father, and He forgives you. And that's a beautiful thing. If we didn't have that, we'd be totally lost.
Hi, yes, I'm calling to let you know how important it is to deliberately make a choice to follow the Lord. My marriage was saved through this, and that for years and years and years, I was begging God to heal my marriage, to restore my love for my husband. Nothing seemed to happen.
Then just recently, I started a new hobby. It brought me into contact with a man that I actually felt like I fell in love with, and I was severely tempted to have an affair. During this, I had to choose. I had to choose if I was going to follow the inclinations of my flesh or if I was going to choose to follow the Lord. I chose to follow the Lord, even though it broke my heart, quite frankly. It took a long time. I just kept resisting and saying no, and I chose to love my husband, and I have to say, it worked. My marriage is better than it ever has been before, and I just want to thank the Lord, because through this, I believe He did answer my prayers of those many years to heal my marriage. Maybe I had to come to that point where I was tempted to walk away and leave it all behind. Choosing to follow the Lord always works.
As I hear your testimony, I think how contrary to the culture in which we live is your message today. You made a commitment to be faithful, not to allow yourself to be pulled in a direction that will damage you and your marriage, and maybe close the door on having a healing in your relationship. And you chose to be faithful to God, His Word, and to your husband. And the good news in your case, that your marriage is stronger. It doesn't always turn out that way. I know that. I understand that. I just remind everyone that we can only be responsible for our own behavior, because ultimately we have to live with the outcome of the decisions that we make in life. And so as we think about forgiveness today, I know there's so much complexity when it comes to issues today in marriages and families and relationships, but it still comes down to understanding God's forgiveness for us and then taking time to really understand, maybe getting counsel to see how that applies to relationships in our life, especially those that are most close and intimate, like our family and our marriage. Hey, thanks for joining me today. If you have a comment you'd like to share, do so. Call 888-888-1717 to be a part of the Intentional Living community. Share your thoughts today, and remember, have a great day.